Why Indianapolis?
Okay, this is going to sound trite, but it's not. This is absolutely sincere. It's Hoosier Hospitality. When we come to Indianapolis, all of the surrounding counties, people as far away as, actually, we have a class being conducted this year in Champaign, Illinois. So, I'm dead serious. Champaign, Illinois. One of the buses leaves early. It's 0600 for Champaign, Illinois to go to the Illinois Fire Services Institute. And everywhere in between there, for a radius of, gosh, I don't know how many miles, but it must be at least 60 miles in every direction, maybe more. We have departments that are helping us. Over 141 different fire departments this year are in some way supporting the efforts of FDIC. And there is no way you're going to find anywhere else in the continental United States, Europe, Africa, the UAE, I don't care where you go, where you're going to find that level of commitment to public service, to helping others. And that's what Indiana is all about. I mean, when people talk about what it means to be a Hoosier, they mean you'll go out of your way for anybody, anytime, for any cause. And that's what being a Hoosier is all about, and that's what makes Indiana probably one of the greatest cities in America to live, work, and visit. And I really believe that. I love coming here.
New tech this year. Are there any new techniques, new technology that are going to be previewed and seen here?
Oh boy, I don't know where to begin, but one of the big things to come, and please, if you're a civilian, the exhibit floor is open. We'd love for you to come in on Friday or Saturday. Bring the kids. This is family friendly. We've got Sparky the dog running all over the place. We've got robots. We've got animated statues. And we also have the very first electric fire trucks, all electric fire trucks. And they're not Teslas. They're actually made by several other companies. But Elon's model has caught on. So you'll get to see what maybe fire trucks in the future are going to look like. And even if combustion technology becomes more refined and usable, you'll see the engineering that went into them and how streamlined they are and how futuristic they are. It's really fascinating to see. And so we've got several manufacturers who are previewing those. Some of our electric tools, which for us are kind of interesting because we work in areas where we have to be careful. What burns in a fire isn't the table or the chair you're sitting on, but the gases that they give off are what ignite. And so all of our equipment needs to be what we call intrinsically safe. In other words, it can't create a spark or light up these gases, otherwise it doesn't end well for us. So we are looking at a whole new generation now of electronically powered devices, tools for opening doors, tearing cars apart, doing forcible entry, extrication work that are battery powered, that are revolutionary. Batteries that last 6 and 8 and 10 hours, which are just phenomenal. So those are going to be on the floor. We're doing things with, I guess you call it artificial intelligence, but we have several companies that are coming out with, it's called object recognition within thermal imaging pictures. So a thermal imager is a camera that sees heat, right? So you've seen it like infrared, and you've seen like the images, and they're kind of blurry. Well, what this technology does is it outlines whatever it is. So if it's a table on fire, it outlines a table. More importantly, it also outlines doors and windows that could be a place of escape or refuge for a firefighter or if they're trying to rescue a victim. But if you think about that technology, right, it creates an outline around that thermal object. The transfer of that technology to the civilian world, most folks my age start to develop what's called night blindness, right? You're driving at night and it's a little hard to make out signs and just things because the way the eye works is our eyes react to the amount of energy coming in and our retinas either constrict or they dilate. And as we get older, that process becomes limited. And stuff just wears out. So the eyes are one of them. Now imagine if your windshield, could do object recognition thermally so that the signs, the exit ramps, other cars were outlined for the driver so that the driver would be able to make better decisions about their courses. So that technology is going to be on display. There's new technology involving rope rescue that's going to be on display. Some of the places where the folks can go and they want to see some really cool stuff, you'll see people using rope to go up, not down, up on rope, which is phenomenal to watch. It's like magic. They look like spiders. You know, they look like men and women on spider webs. They'll be aerial devices over 100 foot tall out in the parking lot that'll be taking people up for rides, which is just like the coolest thing ever. There'll be men and women doing a thing called the Combat Challenge that you can go and watch.